In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen. Dear faithful, the Catholic liturgy is colorful. And today, in this fourth Sunday of Lent, it's the halfway point in these 40 days of Lent. This day, the liturgical color is rose, a bright violet, in order to present a sense of joy at having reached the middle of Lent, which is a time of prayer, fasting, and almsgiving. Today's Gospel announces that Jesus is the bread of life. We rejoice because we know Easter will soon be here. In the epistle, St. Paul contrasts the old law of Moses with the new law of Jesus. He sees it as the difference between slavery and freedom, symbolized by the two wives of Abraham, Hagar and Sarah. In St. Paul's teaching, Hagar stands for Mount Sinai and the Mosaic Law, with its 616 precepts to be observed. It also refers to those who refuse to believe in Jesus. Sarah stands for the New Jerusalem, that is, the church, which is the mother of many children. The Gospel recalls the beautiful story of the miraculous feeding of 4,000 men with only 5 loaves and 2 fishes. The evangelists consider this miracle so important that it is the only one recorded in all 4 Gospels. It demonstrates the divine power of Jesus. This miracle reminds us of the miraculous manna in the desert, which restored the wandering Israelites. Because of his infinite power, God can create new things out of nothing. Yes, God can change one thing into another, as Jesus changes water in delicious wine at the marriage feast of Cana. Dear faithful, the miracle of the loaves and fishes foreshadows Holy Thursday, when Jesus will institute the Mass and the Blessed Sacrament. Blessed Sacrament of his real presence under the appearances of bread and wine. That is what happens during the Holy Sacrifice of the Mass. The Mass is the heart and soul of Catholicism. Without Mass, there is no Catholic Church. It is the reason why our churches are built in such a way that the main focus is on the altar, where the Mass is offered, where the Mass is celebrated. The Mass is a sacrifice in the sense that it represents or presents again in an unbloody and sacramental way the unique sacrifice of Jesus on Calvary. There is only one sacrifice, that of Jesus, and his efficiency is infinite because he is God Almighty in the flesh. Primarily, the Mass gives glory to God, and secondarily, the Mass gives Christ to men through communion, which is the bread of life. So, the manna in the desert of the Old Testament and the multiplication of the loaves by Jesus find their fulfillment in the Holy Eucharist. One result of the Mass is the Blessed Sacrament in the tabernacle with the real presence of Jesus under the appearance of bread and wine. We can visit him anytime and pour out our hearts to him in personal prayer. During this period of Lent, we should visit the Blessed Sacrament more often. He's always here, in the tabernacle, for us. If we cannot visit him physically, we can also make what is called a spiritual communion by desiring to receive him if it was possible. It's reported that St. Francis de Sales did that every 15 minutes. Jesus said that those who receive this divine food have eternal life. Those are truly words of hope. Finally, dear friends, on Lateri Sunday, because we have hope in Jesus, we rejoice. We have been freed from sin by Jesus, and we are moving with Jesus towards eternal life. From now, we can see our existence with joy. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen.